Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip. Welcome to Route 51, regional talk radio for North Central Wisconsin. I'm Glenn Mobrig, and today we've got the blues as we preview this weekend's Big Bull Falls Blues Festival, and we listen to Saturday night's headliner, Savoy Brown.
I quit my job. Ain't got no money. Seems I have to leave this town.
Is Savoy Brown, one of the stalwarts of the British blues scene in the late 60s and early 70s. With their crossover hit Tell Mama, they will be appearing with founding member guitarist Kim Simmons Saturday night on Fern Island in Wausau at the annual Big Bull Falls Blues Festival. And that is just a small piece of the weekend's lineup, which includes veteran bluesman Jimmy Thackery, Eddie the Chief Clearwater, who got his start in Chicago in the 50s, Yugoslavian sensation Anna Popovic, who has won awards for her blues and jazz stylings, and Friday night's headliner, one of the biggest names in show business, figuratively and literally, Ms. Candy Kane. Helping us sort through the lineup and taking your calls today, festival MC and a great singer, harp player, bluesman, and all-around guy, Otis McLennan, who will be sharing some of his stories of festivals gone by and also sharing his music. He's brought his guitar with him. We intend to have fun this afternoon. You can, too. Give us a call at 261-6371. That's 261-6371 or toll-free at 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. 9742. Hello, Otis. Thanks for sharing this Thursday afternoon with us.
Hi, Glenn. Great to be here. This is going to be fun.
My favorite time of the year.
Yeah, mine too. It's, as I've told everybody, it's usually I end up telling everybody, thanks for coming to my party, even though I have not so much to do with putting it together. I've been there for all of them and emceed all of them all these years, so I come to think of it as my party.
And this is the 17th consecutive year for it, correct?
Yeah, it is. I believe it is 17, yeah.
And how did it start?
Well, way back, I guess it was 17 years ago or probably 18 years ago, Tom Schleif and Tony Menzer and I got together for a meeting and discussed whether or not we thought we could pull a blues festival off in Wausau. In other words, you know, if we build it, will they come? And, Tony Menzer was the bass player in my band at the time, and he's gone on to play with, you know, some great other bands in Wisconsin. And, you know, we'd been around the block a few times and played a lot of festivals, and we thought that for sure that Wausau was ready for this. And seeing other festivals that had already occurred in Wausau, such as the Log Jam and things like that. And Tom had that experience with the Log Jam, too.
What surprises a lot of people who don't know northern Wisconsin and don't know the Wausau area is the fact that you can have a festival like this and draw tens of thousands of people every year.
Yeah.
And who would have thought? I mean, Wausau is not the most ethnically diverse place in America. And 17 years ago, it must have been a little bit of a roll of the dice to think, can we do this?
Yeah, it absolutely was. And there were a lot of people who had their doubts and thought we were taking some big chances. And in those early years, we really did, come with a very ethnically diverse group of performers as well. Ethnically diverse. We had black blues players showing up in Wausau. It was, you know, it was the real deal. We had Coco Taylor and Lottie mm-hmm. Brooks and Junior Wells, and it was terrific. And the audience responded just amazingly well.
And this year is no different. You've got a whole gamut of people. Eddie, the Chief Clearwater,
right.
Got his start in the 50s. He was playing the same clubs that Muddy Waters was playing in Chicago. And in fact, I didn't realize this. We were reading his biography, and he drew the name Clearwater as a reference to Muddy Waters.
Muddy Waters, yeah, right.
So it's all going to be a lot of fun. And again, the headliners Saturday night are Savoy Brown.
Savoy Brown. As we were talking earlier, I said that, you know, back in the 60s, I didn't know that someday these guys are going to be thought of as a blues band. But, you know, sure enough, if you go over their catalog of music, they're definitely based in the blues. And I had all their records back in 1972, anyways.
I had quite a few of them. I pulled out my old copy of Street Corner Talk, yeah. And I look in the back there, and the other cuts on that besides Tell Mama, where I Can't Get Next to You,
right.
the Motown hit, Wang Dang Doodle, which
yeah.
was a big hit for Howlin' Wolf regionally
Wolf,
in
right,
Chicago.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they were steeped in the blues, and they've got their original guitarist, Kim Simmons, with them.
Now, I've seen Kim play in the last couple of years. I've seen him twice.
Does he still have that Flying V guitar?
Yeah, he does. He still has the Flying V, and I'm telling you, he's the real deal. He really delivers the goods.
Let's hear something new from Kim Simmons, and it's going to sound like something old from Kim Simmons. This is a cut, I believe it's off of a CD called Steel. Savoy Brown.
Now life is a circus, everybody knows. You go round and round, fast and slow. You think you're doing right just to end up wrong. You wake up in the morning and everything is gone. But as long as I got you, everything will be alright. As long as I got you, I'll get to the night. As long as I got you, you're bringing the light. I won't get the blues.
Kim Simmons of Savoy Brown with that electric slide guitar, one of the stalwarts of the British blues scene. And again, he is going to be headlining the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival this Saturday night in Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. We've got Otis McLennan with us. If you've ever seen Otis perform with his band, the Alligators, or seen him perform with just an acoustic guitar, we're going to be listening to some of that later today. If you'd like to talk to Otis, tell us how much you've enjoyed listening to his music throughout the years, or if you've got any questions about the blues, about the formation and the start of the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival, give us a call at 261-6371. That's 261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. That's 780-9742. We'll be back with more after this on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from UMR, formerly Fiserv Health, providing employee benefits administration, integrated health management, and pharmacy benefits administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
Your business can reach an audience like no other in Wisconsin by supporting programming on Wisconsin Public Radio. For more information about business sponsorships, call Rick Ryer at 1-800-749-3906.
This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. I'm Glenn Moberg, and we've got Otis McLennan with us. And Otis, we have a phone call, so let's go right to the telephones.
Joy.
We have Jim on Highway 51. Jim, you're on Route 51. Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim. Can you hear us now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It was my fault. I didn't have my button pushed in. Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I was hoping Otis might... Otis, how you doing? This is JC.
Hey, JC. How you doing, pal?
A long-time fan of the blues, and I'll tell you, it's a great way to express and deal with any emotion in anybody's life. So if anybody's out there and doesn't really think they want to go and see the blues because it might bring them down, I'll tell you, folks, there's nothing further from the truth. I mean, the blues can help you deal with any emotion and will help you feel great and make you happy. There's so many different nuances. But I was hoping to hear that you were going to be playing again sometime soon, if not this year, in the near future, Otis. And John Altenberg's situation, I would love to see John Altenberg come back with his mega blues band, jazz band that also was a fixture. So I just would like to throw that out there. We'd love to see Otis back and John Altenberg and his group back again.
Amen.
Is if that's possible, Glenn or Otis? I know you touch a lot of the community there.
I think it is possible. I've had, there's actually, in truth, JC, I have performed at nearly every one of these blues festivals since its inception. So for me to take a year off, I'm sure there are a lot of people who would agree with me that that's probably an okay thing to do. Just, you know, letting other people into the festival, for one thing.
You will have your harmonicas with you.
I will have my harmonicas with me, and I probably will have an amplifier very close to the stage just in case my services are required. But, I actually have made a reservation with the powers that be to bring my band in there again next year.
Wonderful.
And don't they try to do that? They try to shake it up a little bit so you don't have the same lineup year after year?
Yeah, absolutely. And when I was on the road with my band all the time, for me to take the weekend off and be an MC was kind of tough on the band. So in order for me to be the MC, when we were shooting what we ate, as we speak, you know, we were making our living playing music, to take a weekend off at the fest and do the festival was kind of hard on the band. So I always kind of insisted that the band got to play so that we could pay them. And, so that's kind of the reason that'll happen. So now I'm a little bit less concerned about that because, my band has turned, into more of a part-time venture. We're not working full-time.
Well, you still sound like you are playing full time. When I saw you in Waupaca with Corky Siegel recently, you got it, and your band's just fantastic. And anybody who has any kind of a musical ear would put you up against a lot of regional and national blues acts, Otis.
Oh, bless your heart.
JC, how was that show? That's one that I wanted to get to, the Siegel-Schwall reunion. I used to watch them together when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm. So did I. Glenn, we're dating ourselves, but it was an awesome show. And
you know, if you can't get any other dates, you got to date yourself, right?
Amen, brother. The other thing I want to mention is I know there's going to be some great after parties, and some of the local watering holes will have some blues artists playing, and I hope Otis will see you at one of those situations. Can you talk about any of that?
Well, I've heard tell that the Fillmore is going to be hosting the official after fest event. So, I'm sure I'll wander in there. I always kind of show up, you know, after the show. So I'll show up a little bit late, but I'll be there.
Uh-huh.
And as far as the other, I don't know where anything else is going on. I haven't really been in touch with anybody that's planning anything after the festival.
JC, thanks so much for the phone call. We're going to move on, and you've given me a chance for a good segue here. We're going to play a little of Otis and the Alligators live in concert at Big Chautauqua in Bayfield on Route 51 on the Ideas Network.
I let it go. your clothes Pandora's door. And I ain't gonna let you run my life anymore. And I wish you could see me now. I wish you could see me now.
Who is that sax player, Otis?
Oh, that's Mark Piasecki. He's a Wisconsin guy. He lives up in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. And he's just one of the reasons we don't play as often as we would like to, because you know, he lives far away and has a full-time job and raising kids and all that stuff. So,
well, that's what life is all about.
Yeah,
that,
it
that
is.
And the blues.
Yeah.
Otis and the Alligators live at Big Top Chautauqua. Otis will not be. At least his band will not be at this year's Big Bull Falls Blues Festival, but he will be there emceeing as always with his harmonica under his belt in case his services are required. Now, we heard from the Saturday night headliner, Savoy Brown. Tomorrow night, Ms. Candy Kane is going to make a return appearance.
She is. It's an appearance. What an appearance it will be. She's an incredible entertainer. She's just one of those spirits. She lights up the stage with a kind of a sultry body approach, and she, you know, great singer, leads band really well, and she is
one of those full figured.
She's
gals.
A full figured woman, and is proud of every inch of it.
Let's hear Ms. Candy Kane. This is. A cut off of an earlier CD called Misunderstood. Guitar work sounds like Django Reinhardt to me. Listen. Candy Kane, who will be headlining Friday night, tomorrow night at the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival in Wausau. And I'll tell you, Otis, this show is nothing but eclectic. Last week we did a program on the meaning of mission where I had a Catholic bishop on the air and a Presbyterian minister and a Jewish rabbi, and today it's the devil's music, you know? So we cover all bases on this radio program.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's great, yeah. A variety is the spice of life.
And also tomorrow night, Reverend Raven, who is going to be headlining that show at the Fillmore afterwards, and the Cashbox Kings. What do you know about them?
You know, I've never seen the Cashbox Kings, and but I'm told. I've discussed them with a number of other people who assure me that I'm going to be pleasantly surprised. That they're you know, traditional, real. Tip of the hat towards traditional blues, and so, you know.
Good lineup tomorrow, and again Saturday, Savoy Brown, Jimmy Thackeray, Anna Popovic, Eddie the Chief Clearwater, and Perry Weber and the DeVilles. Why don't we close out with some Eddie the Chief Clearwater? This is a guy who got his start in the 50s in Chicago. He's still recording on Alligator Records, got a CD out now called West Side Strut, and this is cut off of it called Hypnotized, Mesmerized. On Route 51, 261-6371, 1-800-780-9742. If you want to talk to Otis, we'll be back after this news break.
I'm hypnotized, mesmerized, all hung up on you. My mind goes around in circles. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Well, I get so aroused by the smell of your perfume. My head goes around in circles. When you walk into the room, I'm hypnotized, mesmerized. I'm all hung up on you. My head goes around in circles. I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Wisconsin Public Radio comes from Shedd Aquarium's Great Lakes Conservation Initiative, dedicated to saving the Great Lakes and creating awareness of issues facing the Great Lakes and offering ideas on how to help. Information at listentoyourlakes.org.
We are back on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. I'm Glenn Mobert. And today we've got the blues on Route 51 as we preview the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival. And I haven't made a mistake saying that yet on the air. This Friday and Saturday in downtown Wausau on the beautiful Fern Island Park. As we listen to Jimmy Thackeray, he is the guitar player extraordinaire who is going to be second in line Saturday night. Let's listen to him for just a second. And we have with us today, if you're just tuning in, Otis McLennan, who has emceed this show every year for the past 17 years, one of the people who made it happen. And if you would like to join the conversation, our lines are open right now at 261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. Otis has a guitar with him, and we are going to hear some live acoustic music right now.
Yes, you are.
What have we got, Otis?
Well, this is a song that I wrote a couple of years ago, or let me see, when did I write it? Back in 2005, so I guess that's 2.5 years ago that I wrote it, while listening to the State of the Union address. I'll just leave it at that, and you can bring your own opinion to it.
Otis McLennan, Without the Alligators.
Yeah. Everybody loves me, so I'm told.
My daddy's name is as good as gold. It got me into Yale, kept me out of Vietnam, but man, what a fix I'm in. The Wizard of Oz is really Dick Cheney. This was all his plan. You can't really blame me. I was only doing as I was told. Man, what a fix I'm in. This ain't a war about oil production. We'll find those weapons of mass destruction. Conservatives don't need to conserve. We're gonna make a killing in the Arctic Reserve. I don't believe in evolution or global warming. All that science tends to bore me. Don't burden me with all of the facts. I shoot from the hip and I never look back. I shoot from the hip, I never look back. That's how I got us into Iraq. Red states, blue states, playing for some high stakes. And man, what a fix I'm in. I don't believe in evolution or global warming. All that science tends to bore me. Don't burden me with all of the facts. I shoot from the hip and I never look back. I shoot from the hip, I never look back. That's how I got us into Iraq. Red states, blue states, playing for some high stakes. And man, what a fix I'm in. Red states, blue states, playing for some high stakes. And man, what a fix I'm in.
Otis McLennan, some blue state blues there.
Yeah, a little blue cheese.
We have people applauding outside. Outside of the studio, and if you just tuned in, this is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network. We've got Otis McLennan with us live in the studio. He's going to do one more tune, and then we're going to play some more music from the artists who will be appearing at the Blues Festival this weekend in Wausau. And Otis, you're going to do some finger picking next.
Yeah, I'm going to do a little, I don't know if everybody is aware of a blues artist by the name of Keb Mo. This is one of his songs. It's called Perpetual Blues Machine. You had style, you had class, you had everything to make a love last. You had grace, you had charm, you had me hanging on your arm. When I found out I wasn't fake, you reared up and bit me like a snake. And I was ready to let go and let all my feelings show. Tell me why you wanna be so cold, why you wanna be so mean. You gonna let your true colors show, your perpetual blues machine. We could have been just fine if you'd have only been all mine. I was for real, but you didn't know that you were stepping on my heart as you were walking out the door. Now I know who you are, and it's a damn good thing we didn't get too far. I'm not the one that's right for you. You need a man to do your rolling like you want him to do. Tell me why you wanna be so cold, why you wanna be so mean. You gonna let your true colors show, your perpetual blues machine. Now you're gone, and I'm glad we didn't let it get too bad. You know I tried to make it go,
But there was just no way to tell you so. Tell me why you wanna be so cold. Why you wanna be so mean? You gonna let your true colors show, your perpetual blues machine. Why you wanna be so cold? Why you wanna be so mean? You gonna let your true colors show, your perpetual blues machine. Perpetual blues machine.
Otis McLennan live in our studio on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include attorney Paul A. Sturgill, serving the legal needs of the elderly and their families throughout Wisconsin and Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Toll-free information is at 888-613-0600.
This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. We're talking about the blues, specifically the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival. This Friday and Saturday at Fern Island Park in downtown Wausau, our guest Otis McLennan. I'm Glenn Moberg. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you got a question for Otis or you just want to tell him how much you've enjoyed his music throughout the years and enjoyed the festival that he's brought to you in part for the past 17 years, Otis had faith in this before anybody else did. Our phone number is 261-6371, 261-6371, or 1-800-780-9742. That's 780-9742. Let's turn to the guy who's next to last Saturday night, Jimmy Thackeray.
Yeah.
Good friend of yours.
Well, yeah, he's a good friend is somebody that comes over for chicken dinner on Sunday, and we've never done that. But I've played with Jimmy a number of times and got to know him basically because he came to Stevens Point and I actually met him at what used to be Wits End. And he walked in there the night before he was supposed to play. He was in town a day early. And he walked in and sat down next to me. He didn't know me. I didn't know him. And we just ended up, like, telling each other jokes until closing time. And finally he says, well, you're going to come tomorrow and see my show? I said, Who are you? He goes, I'm Jimmy Thackeray.
You know, there you go.
And so he said, yeah, bring your harps and your amp and come and play with me.
Well, Otis, in another life, back in the 70s, my first full-time job in radio was as a disc jockey at a progressive FM station in Chicago. And we used to sponsor a lot of shows at a place called Harry Hopes and Carry, which was an old converted ski lodge. And his group at the time, the Nighthawks, used to play there. He had a great harp player, a guy named Mark Wenner.
Mark Wenner,
He hung out with Muddy Waters, who also played there on a regular basis. And I still remember.
So this is just shortly after the Ice Age?
Really? Really, the Ice Age, the Big Chill, I think is the analogy you were looking for.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
But, I remember between sets talking to Jimmy and saying, you know, I have never heard anybody who could play a slide guitar like Muddy Waters.
Mm-hmm.
So he gets up. First song he does is an old, slow Muddy Waters blues tune. And I'll be darned if he didn't play it exactly like Muddy Waters. Walked past and winked at me as he was doing it.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
But we've got he will be playing Saturday night, and we've got a cut of him with Tab Benoit.
Right, Tab Benoit.
Benoit, if you're English.
Yeah, it's Benoit.
It's an old Rolling Stones tune, Jimmy Thackeray.
Well, I told you once and I told you twice, but you never listened to my advice. Don't try very hard to please me, but you know it should be easy. Yeah, this could be the last time. This could be the last time. Maybe the last time. I don't know. Sorry, girl, I can't stay. Yeah.
guess I'll feel the same tomorrow. Well, this could be the last time. This could be the last time. Maybe the last time. I don't know.
I don't know.
Jimmy Thackeray, whose band is called The Drivers.
The Drivers, yeah.
And why is that?
They're The Drivers because Jimmy doesn't drive, you know, and he plays all over the country, and he's got a rhythm section that does all the driving. You know, the bass player and the drummer do all the driving.
Well, it's totally unlike Albert King, who insisted on driving that bus himself when he went from date to date.
Well, he owned it, so he could drive it.
You got it. Otis McLennan, we're talking about the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival. If you'd like to call in, 261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. Otis, what are some of your favorite memories over the past 17 years?
Oh.
What sticks out?
Well, a couple of names stick out for me. And one of them was Paul DeLay as a harmonica player. He was, that was a very special moment for me. Paul has since passed away, which makes it even, that memory even more special.
Was he an influence on you?
Yeah. I very seldom have I actually studied a harmonica, player, you know, closely and tried to play something that somebody else played note for note. But with him, he was so different from all the other guys. As though he had never heard of Little Walter, who is, you know, if you don't know blues harmonica, Little Walter kind of invented the electric sound of blues harmonica.
His first big hit was a song called Juke.
That's right.
On Chess Records, I think 1953.
An incredible recording. That's an incredible record. But Paul, I mean, all American harmonica players reflect Little Walter in their playing, except Paul DeLay, it's like he'd never heard of him. I'm sure that he had, but he's just such a genius that he just went left when everybody else went right. And the other favorite was probably Gatemouth Brown.
Oh yeah,
that was a very special show too. But of course, the first year, and everybody's remembering the first year when we got rained out at what is the library site, you know, next to the bridge there on Scott Street. That was an incredible year with Coco Taylor and Lonnie Brooks and Junior Wells.
To get all of those people to come up here for the first year of that festival, how did you do that?
Actually, money talks, you know, and what it amounts to, it's foundations and people stepped up and backed this festival. You know, some of our local citizens and foundations stepped up and contributed money, guaranteed that we would have 3 years of operating expenses to work with.
One of the best shows that I thought I saw was when John Mayall played a couple of years ago with Debbie Davies, who had been his guitar player.
That's right.
And the two of them got up there together, and phenomenal, the chemistry between them and the sound.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we've got another great female guitar player who many people aren't aware of. Her name is Anna Popovic, who has won numerous awards, not just for blues, but for jazz.
Yeah, she's very interesting.
She kind of straddles those two fields. She was born in Belgrade, in what used to be Yugoslavia.
Yeah.
And she has mastered the art form. We're going to play you two sides of Anna Popovic. Here is her quiet side. And again, she'll be playing Saturday night at the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival in Wausau.
Come to light now. It will ease your mind when you realize that source of all fears is present as faith as all this mankind. No more wars, no more pain, no more loneliness and no worries. Another circle round the sun to show we're still making history. circle round the sun, be sure we're still making history.
Grew up in Yugoslavia. Her father was a guitar player, and she used to listen to his collection of American blues and jazz records, and there is the result. And in case you think that's all the lady can do, here are a couple of other cuts off of her new album, Still Making History. Anna Popovic, a sensation from Yugoslavia, one of many people who will be appearing this weekend at the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival, and she will be appearing Saturday night with Savoy Brown and Jimmy Thackeray and Eddie the Chief Clearwater, whose career goes back to the 50s in Chicago, Perry Weber and the DeVilles, then Friday, tomorrow night, Candy Kane, Reverend Raven and the Chainsmokin' Altar Boys, and the Cashbox Kings. Otis, you've done it again.
Oh, it was too much fun. It was very much fun.
Well, this has been a great deal of fun, too. And I'll tell you, my personal opinion is I could do this every week. I'm ready to hang it up on politics and philosophy. And
so much for science and religion, huh?
Okay. There you go. And I love that song. Yeah. What was the name of that tune?
Oh, that one's called Shoot from the Hip. Shoot from the Hip.
Shoot from the Hip. Yeah. And, of course, we do offer equal time on Wisconsin Public Radio. So if there are any conservative bluesmen out there, just let us know.
Hilarious.
We will put you on the public airwaves. Otis, thanks so much. This has been a great deal of fun.
It sure has been, Glenn. Thank you.
Otis McLennan and the Big Bull Falls Blues Festival, which he will be emceeing once again. It's this Friday and Saturday night in Wausau. I'm Glenn Moberg of Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, and our on-air producer, Jane Ritger. Musical selections today by Savoy Brown, Anna Popovic, Jimmy Thackeray, Eddie the Chief Clearwater, Candy Kane, and Otis McLennan and the Alligators. Next week I'll be gone, but Bill Martins will be here as the conversation turns to a green beetle that has the potential of destroying much of Wisconsin's woodlands, the emerald ash borer. Route 51 can be heard every Thursday at 5 o'clock on the Ideas Network stations, WLBL 91.9 FM Wausau and 930 AM Auburndale Stevens Point, WHBM 90.3 FM Park Falls, and now for those with a high-definition radio on WHRM 90.9 FM High-Definition Channel 2. Thanks again for riding with us today. We'll see you at the festival. Until next week, we are heading out of town.